Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
What were you doing?
Us counting.
Oh, is that what that was?
Part of it was counting where I needed to jump in to match the music, and part of me for a split second was like, what am I saying? Where am I at?
You had to remember where you were and what you were doing.
Yep, pretty much.
You are not the equipped man.
Yeah.
That was you and Sebastian last time.
That was.
I love that. No, I think that's good. Yeah. I was like watching your face and all of a sudden it's like you're doing the, you look like a pitcher on the mound trying to figure out, like, talking to your catcher.
Calling off signals. And
like,
yeah.
No, it's not that one. That's not what we want. We want.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And it doesn't help, just like all the stuff that's going on lifing.
Yeah, that didn't help you at all.
What am I doing?
Where are we? What time is it?
Which conversation am I having?
Oh, gosh.
Is this a conversation that can be shared or not shared?
Yes. Yeah. Right. How are we? That's good.
Yes.
It's good.
We're doing so well, and life is so lifing that the last time you tried to get together with your friends to record, you just had to have a big, just let's reconnect conversation
It's real. Yeah. Anybody that follows us on In The Real, me and Marcia and Heather, have noticed that this week, this last week we didn't record. And, we literally took video footage of, yes, we all three got together because we're trying to do better. Even if we don't record, we want to at least try to throw something out there to just kind of keep everybody engaged and just letting everybody know we haven't fallen off the side of the earth, right?
And the fact that you're friends and you all love each other and you support each other.
It's true. And I'm not exaggerating when, like, shit hit fan and it splattered and all three of us got nailed by it. And it was just a lot. And to the point where you stand back and us being Christians, us being very aware of the supernatural and the spiritual realm that's above us, right? Like, and we're not, the three of us, Heather and Marcia and I would not say that we're not like we see demons and doorknobs kind of people, right?
Right.
But we are not so naive or so not to understand that there's like, we're all three of us are on the crest, you and I, like particularly, but like all three of us are genuinely either walking into, in the middle of being in, or on the cusp of watching God kind of move us even in a deeper level, a different space.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I can't knock you out, I'm going to wear you out.
Yeah.
And it's not even just tired, because you and I are in that space of like, physically we're getting stretched, mentally we're getting stretched, right?
Yeah.
But even you and I having a conversation within the last couple of weeks and saying, I really like these mornings with you. I really like us being able to start our day together.
Yeah.
I really like getting up, getting our bodies moving, even if it's we're not full blown going hard at the gym. We're getting up. We're being intentional with like moving our bodies, walking or in the gym. And we're spending that time and we're praying over our day.
Yeah.
And it's like there is a ramping up in such a capacity in every area. Like once upon a time you could say, yep, no, that's the enemy. And then there's others that's like, oh, well, no, that's just the product of your dumb choices.
Yeah.
We are not walking in dumb choices, I don't think.
No.
Not right now. This is not right now. Yeah. Not right now. Yeah. But this is, it genuinely feels like,
as you're talking,
yeah,
it's an unsettling. We are feeling very, in addition to, we are feeling very unsettled.
Yeah. Because we know that there's things that we're in the process of doing, the things that we're in the process of building. You know, again, not just the relationship coaching. And it's not even necessarily just this, but it is, but it's not.
Right.
We're building the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And this just happens to be the vein of the season that God's got us in right now.
This is our section of the wall.
This is our section of the wall. Yeah. Right?
Because
you got Marsha over here with Cecil, that they're very much into the family, and that's literally where the enemy is trying to see. This just now hit me.
Yeah.
This is literally where he has like almost put like that sticky dynamite that just the it to try to blow up their part of the wall.
Yep.
Okay, you got Heather over here who is ready to go and have you know, these conversations, these real conversations about stepping into God and out of lesbianism, right? Yep. And just
the alphabet community
and the veteran, the mental health of the stuff.
Yeah.
And here's like these little tiny landmines that the enemy keeps trying to put in front of her, right? And then you got you and me who were okay, we got a book that we know that we're supposed to write because it's right here. It's like sitting under here, under the Bible, right here where I wrote it down. And we know that it's supposed to be done. And we know that we're supposed to go and talk at places and spaces and things. And yes, we do know that God has told us to step into these positions that we're in right now. You being in more of a supervisor position, me literally in an everyday in a school, public school system, position. And we know that this is where he's called us to be for this season, but it's like, okay, then what? What do we do? What's the next step, right? So,
Well, it's like, I think we know what the next step is.
Yeah.
And I think that adds to the unsettling.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we know that what we're doing right now, because even me being in a supervisor role is a temporary position, because I'm covering for somebody that's out long term,
right?
And you're a long term sub
covering somebody that's out with their baby,
right?
Yeah, but they'll be back.
Yeah, so it's like we know what the next step is. We know that. Okay, you know, it's almost like a weird relay race.
Yeah.
Yes. Except instead of like trying, you know, like passing off, like I do this leg, you do that leg. It's like, it's one of those relay races. Like, okay, you carry this. It's almost like strongman stuff, but like, it's like you carry this to this point and then you put it down and then you carry this to this point and you put it down and then you do this for the next leg. And that's what it feels like. It's like, we know what the next leg is. Mm-hmm. We know what the steps are. Mm-hmm. We know what's coming up.
Which gets us to our point of our talk today.
Yes. Welcome.
Which is?
What's in your backpack?
Backpack.
Backpack.
Backpack. Backpack. Yep. On my door, the Explorer people.
Yes.
But yeah, like what's in your backpack? Because, so this thought came, you were the one that brought it.
Yeah.
The thought. You explained it so beautifully because my sweet, sweet husband knows that I am a visual learner. and I'm a picture person.
And it rubs off on me.
And it does rub off on you. And I love when you talk to me in pictures, because I immediately, you saw what happened. So was a couple weeks ago, last week.
Yeah, when was it? Last week.
Last week.
Not even a week ago.
No, well, it was a week ago. Week ago last week. Okay, so last Tuesday,
yeah.
Where I'm getting dressed, and I'm getting ready for school, and I have I'm literally looking at you, and I'm like, I am overwhelmed.
Yeah.
To the point where I was in tears. I was. It was Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was Thursday. I'm trying to hype up our son to hype up me because I was on the struggle bus.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these classes, I am the librarian, so I literally see every single class except preschool. Thank you, Jesus. in the library, or I visit the program kids, which are our ones right now that we're still trying to integrate into regular classes. So I see everybody, and I deal with every personality and every age and all of the things. And there has been some classes particularly that have been incredibly challenging.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our son's class is one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm like pulling
but
the audience.
Not because of him.
Not because of him. It was like the first week or two, he would come home and he would say, Mom, I'm sorry. And he would apologize on behalf of the whole class. And I would say, you know what, buddy? You didn't do anything. You don't have anything to apologize for. It's okay. And then finally, last week, I'm in this space and I'm thinking, I could feel the heaviness. I could feel this stuff. And I just was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be a part of this. I'll call in sick. It's no big deal. Right.
Yep.
And I looked at Sebastian and I said, I actually need you to stand up for me.
No.
And it's like, not to be a bully, not to try to pick a fight, but just, hey, knock it off. Or, guys, stop, please. You know, something.
Yeah.
I needed him to vocalize. I needed to know in that moment that our little boy had my back.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm doing a misjustice here. I am teaching him that, you know, like, I'm literally teaching these children about cyberbullying and how to be an upstandard, not a bystander, but an upstandard. And an upstandard is the person that steps up to the plate and says, hey, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
And why would I not encourage him to be an upstander on behalf of me?
Yeah.
And you had even had a conversation with him, and he was like, but Mom told me not to, you know, and it's like, nope. You get to say something.
Yeah.
And he did. But I also found that in preparation of this, I was asking God, I need you to really give me some wisdom about this, how we need to go about this. Show me, give me some direction, right? But before he gave me that direction, you prayed. You walked up to me and you said, you need to unpack your backpack.
Yeah.
Because it's getting too heavy.
Yeah.
It was almost like I was...
Because it was, I started praying for you.
Yeah.
And it kind of was almost along the lines of, you know, in the realm of Christianity, you know, especially Kingdom of God, we talk about, you know, His mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
You know, every day is a new day. Everybody gets a new chance. Mm-hmm. You know, grace can wash you clean so you can walk anew. Mm-hmm. You know, we can be reborn and shrug off all of whatever the world has put on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, as I'm praying for you, it's like I kind of saw that, but almost on more of an individual level.
Yeah.
And it was as much as you will come home and, hey, here's what happened during my day. Here's what happened with this class. Here's what happened with this student. It felt like even though you were talking about that, you were still carrying that from day to day to day to day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, let's let go of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason what happened yesterday should be weighing you down today.
It's good. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I know we talk a lot about, you know, don't pick up something that God hasn't given you, you know?
Right.
When we talk about offense and insults and stuff like that, it's like, you know, just because somebody throws it at you doesn't mean you have to pick it up.
That's right.
You know, and so it's like, why are you picking up and why are you carrying around something that God has not given you?
Yeah.
You know, unless God tells you to carry it.
Right. Right.
And then you had a brilliant thought about that. Even.
Yeah. I mean, we went to go work out and I'm asking God to give me some wisdom, right? And just keep giving me wisdom.
Yeah.
And I literally months ago, before I even started this position, I saw myself strapping on combat boots and putting on a backpack. And I know that there's that song that's like, I want to say it's Black Voices, something like that. But it's kind of one of those, it's God inspired kind of, all of a sudden it becomes like a chant and then it just became
like
something.
March.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, strap on your boots, put on your backpack. It's time to ride.
Yeah.
And see, and when I say it's time to ride, my whole body literally starts vibrating and turns into a giant goosebump.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's it. Like, it's, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're not, this is a battle. This is a war. There is an absolute onslaught on the innocence and on the thing of these children. And I know that I have been literally set. I am here for such a time as this, period.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, because the enemy knows that I know at this point where, what my position is, and this is kind of this for all of us, when the enemy knows that you know who you are and what you were designed and what you are built to do and what in the season, it's like, Heather said it beautifully on one of our last podcasts, and it was, he's so good at overplaying his hand.
Yeah.
Because it's like one thing after another is one thing, but like all of a sudden you get like this insane onslaught and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's go. Let's go. Right? Let's go. And so I was, when we were at the gym and I'm on the treadmill and I'm thinking about what you said, and I'm like, okay, this can be the next thing for our podcast. Yes, let's talk about the backpack. And then all of a sudden I saw like weights in my hand.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm on the treadmill here at the house, I will put physical weights in my hand and I'll walk with them and then I'll throw them up above my head and just kind of do something different.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, here's the deal. Right now, there's some things that you have to carry. You have to carry.
Yeah.
This is heavy, but you have to carry it. But you do not put it in your backpack because it is not something that suits you for the long run.
Yeah.
It is something right now that is just for this season. So you hold on to these things. And when I tell you to let go, you let go. And you trust me.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you being military, you understand when you guys had your backpacks and you had your rucksacks and all of the things that you would pack, there's certain things that you have and they are to help sustain you.
Yeah.
They're help to build you and to take you into the next space. There's other things where you're just going to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, a weight, but it's like a rifle. Man, I have here we are.
Yeah.
I have a rifle in my hand. Okay. Well, it's not in my backpack, but it is something that will be useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I'm going to need to combat whatever it is that's in front of me.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the thing that is in my backpack is a thing that helps sustain me.
Yeah.
And so when you and I were talking, it was so beautiful. Because here I am in the middle of one of the classes. And it's the kindergarten, first grade. And we're talking about Pete the Cat.
Yeah.
And here's Pete the Cat. And he's talking about how he misses summer and he doesn't like fall. And so all of a sudden he's like walking around and he has, anybody that watches or has read the book, Pete the Cat, he has tennis shoes. He's the grooviest cat. He has tennis shoes. And then he wears a backpack. It's a cat with a backpack. What the heck? What are we doing? And I'm like, I'm literally watching this and I'm the one reading it to these children. And I'm laughing to myself because I'm like, God, you have such a sense of humor. And so here's Pete. He's like complaining about going from one season into another season. And I said, okay, God, sorry. Right. And then his mom says, well, let's talk about all the things that fall has to offer. So he starts walking through the season and he goes and he bakes a pumpkin pie and then he gets a tiny pumpkin. And then with the little tiny pumpkin, he puts it in his backpack. And then he goes from baking pumpkin pie with his mom to his grandpa is knitting a scarf for him so he can be warm and be okay during the fall. And then he takes a small thing of yarn, a ball of yarn, and he puts it in his backpack. And then we go from there to he ends up going and his dad's raking leaves. And so he goes and he jumps in the leaves and I'm thinking, I'm looking at these kids going, I love to leaf jump. We actually have video of me leaf jumping. You got excited. Like I think I love to jump in the leaves. And so after he jumps out of the leaves, he goes and he puts a handful of leaves in his backpack. And so then he goes from the backpack and then he goes over and they like do a family hayride together. And so he grabs some hay from the little wagon and puts it in his backpack. So he goes from there. He's playing football with one of his friends. It's getting pretty tight in there, right? He ends up putting the football in his backpack. I'm waiting for you to come and join me on this. I know. Okay.
But it's also, he stole a ball from his friends.
Well, the friend left it, supposedly. I think he did steal it. It's fine. He said that his friend would understand. That's not the point. So he goes from there, and then he... goes out to a maze of corn to get on his way home and he grabs an ear of corn and he puts it in his
backpack.
So he gets home and all the friends and the family and everybody are coming to have harvest feast, right? Thanksgiving or whatever with together to have dinner because they have, now they have pumpkins and they have the apples and they have the corn and they have the stuff, right? All the things. And the mom says, I don't have a centerpiece. I'm going to cry. I don't have a centerpiece for the table. Do you have anything in your
backpack?
And because he took the time to gather all of the beauty of what the season was and not complain about the hard or the changes or the things, he was able to create something beautiful out of his backpack.
Yep.
And you and I and our listeners, this is where we are right now in our lives.
Yeah.
We are literally standing in the space of what's in your backpack.
Yeah.
Are you creating beauty? Are these things going to sustain you? Are these things going to hold you down, drag you down, and ultimately choke you out? Because as far as I am concerned, and as far as you are concerned, whether this season continues to lengthen, because you and I both have the ability, there's a chance that these people will want to extend time with us, you, your position, and mine.
Yeah.
We get to decide what we're going to put in our backpack every day so it can sustain us and carry us through to the next thing. Because we got to be careful. You know, all you who are heavy laden, right, burdened down.
Yeah.
You know, cast it on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cast it on me. God, I'm going to hand you my backpack.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you to help me unload it and then reload it with what you want me to have.
Yeah.
So that way it's not so heavy.
Yeah.
Because you and I could get so caught up right now. And we have a couple of times and we've had to set our backpacks down and say, that's, yes, that is in our wheelhouse, but that's not what we're fixated on today.
Yeah.
You know, like getting overwhelmed and saying, whoa, we should be doing this with the business. Whoa, we should be doing this with the coaching. Whoa, we should be doing.
Yeah.
This is, once the moment that we said, okay, God, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And he stuck us in this position. It's like, we know that he is going to sustain and he's going to hold and he's going to carry. And then whenever it's time, we will have what we need in our backpack to help us achieve and flourish and succeed moving into the next place.
Yeah. And even to a degree, you know, like when you're talking about, you know, things that will sustain us, I mean, he's promised that he's going to sustain us.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
The whole, you know, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field. You know, if God will take care of, you know, these, you know, what's he going to do for us?
How much more?
Yeah. Yep. You know, so it's like.
Yeah.
You know, so it is. It's because, you know, I hadn't even thought about some of the stuff that you had said about, you know, carrying the sustenance and all that. I was more of along the lines of the burdens and the cares of yesterday. And,
yep, you that know, too.
The worries and the,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, I know I do that a lot. You know, so, but it is, it's, you know, and it's kind of almost along the lines of, you know, like whenever we talk about, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, you know, the whole love keeps no record of wrongs,
right,
and all of that. And, you know, so it is, it's, I guess it's just a lot of, you know, are we carrying around thoughts of yesterday? Are we carrying, you know, are we looking at people through the lens of the past? Are we looking at, you know, are we thinking about people through what they might have done to us in the past,
right,
versus who they are now,
right?
You know, because even people that were enemies could become friends.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it is, it's are we doing that for other people? You know, again, people that have spent their entire life shouting from the rooftops about how much they hate God,
mm-hmm,
can have a moment, can have, you know, that question that all of a sudden just breaks their thought pattern.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they'll become like one of the most devoted followers of the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, for people like that, that God can accept.
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't we?
Come on, sir.
You know, I mean,
you
I know
were
that's
that
probably,
guy.
I was that guy.
Yeah, you were that guy. That's why you can say that with full confidence, because you know what you know how to be in that space.
Yeah,
and it's a thing of. I appreciate you, babe. I appreciate you because you are. It's convicting, between you and Pete the cat. Like, I'm all like, okay, what's in my backpack? What am I holding? Am I holding records of wrong to people? His mercy is new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. Okay. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I trust you. How do we do this? What is my part to play? I think that that's the big part of it too, is what is my part to play? And that's what that's where I kept seeing the weights, like in the hands. It's like, listen, guys, I am going to ask you to pick up things that are just not here to sustain you. You're going to have to pick up the hard.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pick up some of the heavy. You're going to have to pick up some of the stuff because everybody's like, oh, it's too hard. If it's hard like that, then that wasn't from God. Listen, stop.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Lazy. Stop it. It's not. Stop it. Stop it. Because listen, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Because it is. It's that space of no. It's not hard because you are yoked up with him.
Yeah.
My burden is easy. My yoke is light or whatever.
Yeah.
Backwards, however. But the fact is when we are doing this with God, I say it a lot, even the hard is easier.
Yeah.
It just is.
It's true.
Because you know that you're positioned exactly where you need to be. You and listen, this is not easy.
No.
Neither one of our positions right now, this is hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be pamby-wamby babies. We're not.
Yeah.
You know, like, even when you and I speak about, like, our day, we do our absolute best to, okay, I'm unpacking this for you.
Yeah.
But it's never a contest. It's never a, well, I'll tell you about my day, you know, kind of thing. It's more of a, okay, like, I just got to get this off my head. Yeah. So let me get this off my head, babe. And you're a really good screen. And I can just kind of like filter it through you. And then you are really good about just dropping it to the floor for me, you know, and then vice versa. Oh, it sucks, babe. I'm sorry about that. Yep. People are dumb.
Yep.
I mean, it's just nothing else to say.
Yeah.
And then you just move on. But it's just know that there's some things that you have to pick up throughout the day. There's hard situations and scenarios. There's hard decisions that we have to make throughout the day.
No.
But be led by the Spirit.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Right now is just, Holy Spirit, give me direction every day so I do not harm anybody. And I'm not saying, like, I'm going to hit anybody. I'm not allowed to. But, like, even
me
with my
neither.
Words, like my, that's it. Like, let us be kind with our words. You said it. Let us not hold people's yesterday into today. I look at a lot of the kids even and say, when you walk out of that door and you come back, it's a clean slate. Let's try it again. Because you're growing, you're learning, you're maturing, you know, you're breaking habits, you're doing the things.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can I help you grow if I keep insisting that you haven't changed?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
I mean, and it's the same in marriages, you know? It's like, if we had a knockdown, drag-out fight, and then we came to our senses, and then we said, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, so on and so forth.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, a week later, you're like, remember what you called me?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, remember when you said this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You said sorry. You all hugged it out.
Yep.
You wore the friendship shirt.
That's it. And did all the other things.
Yes.
Yeah. But then it's like, but what is in your backpack?
Yeah.
What is in your marital backpack even?
Yeah.
Like, because with you, I've got a slew of tons of goodness that you have lavished onto me that lives in my backpack, and I eat it daily with sustenance on the days where, like, I can't get to you or something is hard and you might say something a little short because you're just busy.
Yeah.
And
because
all
in
this,
my new position, we barely get 5 minutes to talk
and,
to each other.
And we're not exaggerating. It's real.
Between my days and your days.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's like, if we did not have things that we have stored up that of goodness, then this would not be very sustainable at all.
No.
And so I think it's important to be very selective and intentional and careful with what you carry, what you allow to reside between your ears, what you allow to play over and over in your head.
Yeah.
Be very intentional. Like, even today, I was like, okay, well, this person didn't talk to me and that person didn't talk to me. And I already told you how, like, I haven't heard this one. And now I'm having to go, you know what? It's okay. Did you talk to them, Dina? Have you reached out? Have you said something? Maybe they're feeling something from you. Okay.
Or maybe other coworkers or co-workers outside the building have been dumping stuff on them that they're trying to figure out. They're holding a big pile of mess and they're like, what do I even do with this?
Right. Right. And so they're, you know, that can get overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so it's what is in your backpack?
Yep.
Just that simple.
Yep.
Everybody learn from Pete the Cat.
Yes.
And from Luke. Because
Luke the human.
Luke the human. Luke the Handsome Husband. That's a really long title. That's fine. But it is. And then just be discerning. Be discerning. If something gets too heavy and I think it starts affecting your health in any kind of capacity, you might want to, that might be a good sign, fairly solid red flag.
No.
But something that might, you know, you come home and you're just tired. No. I would say you and I are more tired than spent. You know what I mean? Like there's a difference.
It's that physically tired, not.
Yeah.
Well, because there's physically, there's emotionally, there's mentally.
Yeah. And we're living like, in three of all three of them.
Yeah.
But there's something it's different.
Yeah.
It's like you said, you walk in a space. I think there's a grace and there's like to the purpose of when you know that you're supposed to be there, then there's something that that sustains you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your backpack?
Yeah.
And be selective about it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's all I keep saying it over and over again. Just what's in your backpack.
Yeah.
So learn from Pete the Cat.
Yes.
And put things that are beautiful in your backpack. Like that's so simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so simple.
And don't carry around stuff you weren't told to carry around.
That's it. Don't pick up something that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Because God knows. I come home with stories and I look at you and I like, I want to fix the world. And you're like, hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold
look,
tight.
I found a cat.
Look, I found this. Oh, shoot. Yeah. We don't do cats in our house. Sorry, guys. I brought one home and it destroyed any future cat.
Yeah.
It's okay. Found a good home. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It was not belong. It didn't belong to us. It's fine. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.